Hi, I'm Tasita Damore, and you're listening to Gary Spence, the man with the sweetest rhythms.
We've got a beautiful young lady, Tasita Damore, live on the phone. She's all the way from London. Hi, welcome to Solar.
Hi, Gary, how are you?
I'm very well, and what a classic song. Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross.
Yes, amazing. Very amazing song.
Wow, wow. Well, I can't believe it was made all those years ago.
Yes, yeah, well, two amazing artists, you know, have had such a great impact on the industry as well.
Mm, everybody seems to be influenced by Marvin, don't they? You speak to so many different people, it seems to be the backbone of everybody, I think. You know what I mean? Was you listening to Marvin when you was growing up?
Yeah, a little bit when I was younger, definitely. He's just such a such an amazing inspiration for so many artists. You know, his music and his lyrics, and I mean, even now, still, you know, people still discovering Marvin Gaye's music. So that's I mean, that's what any artist would hope for.
And can I wish you a happy new year?
Yes, and a happy new year to you too.
Thank you very much, and you had a better Christmas than me, I hope.
Yeah, well, I wasn't ill anyway, so. But there's been a lot of nasties going around.
Certainly has.
Yeah.
And then obviously, as a singer, you know, I mean, you don't want to catch things like this, really, do you? Because, you know, I mean, it just puts you off of doing your business. So how do you keep your vocals in fine form? Do you just keep away from people, keep masks on and things like that?
Lots of air kissing when people are sick.
I like it.
And lots of saying, oh, no, I love you, but you have to stay away. But, yeah, just trying to, you know, lots of vitamin C. I'm a great believer in echinacea, which is a natural sort of thing you can take, which is good for your immune system. I try to take that as well. And just try to get lots of rest because, you know, sometimes just schedule can be a bit crazy and that also means then you get run down, so it's, you know, and just trying not to be around too many people with bad colds and viruses and such.
And I suppose that doesn't help when you go to the shops for shoes and handbags, does it, really? Because I can tell that you love your shoes and handbags. We've never met but you definitely do love your shoes and handbags.
Doesn't love shoes and handbags.
Did you get a new bag and new shoes for Christmas?
Not exactly for Christmas, no. But yeah, always on the lookout, and I'm hunting for another pair of boots at the moment. So you can never have too many.
No, that's right. Now, you know, I mean, looking at your bio, you've worked with so many people. You know, I mean, unbelievable. Yeah. You know, I mean, the influences on that. You know, I mean, is that help your career to work with like Madonna and Peter Andre and things like this? What is it? What have you taken from being with those people?
You learn a lot. You know, working with different artists. You know, you learn about the business and you learn about the way different artists conduct themselves. And some artists are great to work for because they're really nice people, and others are not so nice.
Yes.
And you know, living in their own world type thing. You know, what you learn is about being professional, you know, doing your best, and, you know, trying to learn your craft, because that, you know, all the work will always come through from recommendation from something else you were working on. And that's, you know, that's what helps you kind of move forward in this business is, you know, kind of word of mouth. And that's really important. So you learn a lot about, you know, how to conduct yourself, or the correct way to be. And, you know, just learning about the different elements and different sides of the business as well has really been interesting as well.
And do you get nervous? Still get nervous when you perform?
Sometimes, not always. It depends, I think. But you have to learn to sort of kind of curb those. I was watching a big artist the other day on the TV, and you could hear in her voice the nerves, and I was like, oh gosh, she's nervous. And I mean, she's a massive artist, but she still got those nerves, and she's doing a live TV slot, and she still had nerves, but she's been doing live things for years and years and years. But it will always be there in one shape or form, I think, but you kind of learn to control it a little bit.
And this little EP that's going to come, what is it? Is it in February or is it March at the moment?
The EP is called Elements. It's due out in March. That's four songs basically that I've been working on with my producer, Stuart Trotman. That's due out in March. Really excited. Can't wait for that to come out.
It must be very exciting. I always think it's like another baby.
Yes.
Baby being born, and I know you work very hard in the studio, and obviously you must make it right. You know, I mean, are you a hard taskmaster when you're doing these things in the studio? When do you say that's it? That is the track. It's finished.
I think it can be difficult. I think some songs, you just straight away it just works, and other songs you have to work on a little bit more. I'm quite sort of self-critical about my work, and you know, Stuart, the producer, he's you know, really very very on point with everything as well. So we're both that kind of way. So we want to get it right. But the thing is, once you've got it, you just know. And there's another point where you're just like, I'm not sure. And then sometimes you start on something and you think, yeah, not really. Now let's get put that aside and work on this. Work on something else. I'm not really liking what that feeling is at the moment with that track, and sometimes that happens and that's fine. Sometimes you'll go back to it and then you'll revamp it and it'll be completely different. Other times it's just you just need a bit more time with stuff. It just depends, but you know when it's right,
you feel it, don't you? It's a strange thing, but I understand what you mean. You know that if you're doing the right thing and you're going in the right direction. So is this a stepping stone to an album?
It is, yes, yeah. I've been wanting to do an album for a very long time. Never really managed to, get with the right people to do it. And I've just been so fortunate to now be working with Stuart, who's an absolutely amazing producer. Is really very, very talented keyboard player and producer, and really brings out the best. And really sort of seems to understand the what I'm writing, and he always seems to just be bang on point with what is delivered musically. It just matches it, and it's just been an amazing thing to be working with him and actually get the music out there. Working towards an album now, we've finished the EP, so that now the idea now is to work towards the album, which is going to be a real dig our heels in and get to work. But you know, it will be amazing, and just hope that everyone will love the songs, really.
I think the album
will be an extension of the EP,
and obviously the EP coming out in March, that would be all that be downloads as well as physical copies.
It will be the EP will be, we're still trying to decide which one. I think we're thinking about maybe doing physical and downloads as well. The single is only downloads, but for the album, definitely we're going full physical and downloads.
Yeah.
The EP, we're still sort of deciding what we're going to do with that, but probably will be maybe both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, congratulations. We're going to launch the new single. It's called Change My Heart. Tell us about this track then before we give it a spin.
This track is quite amazing. Basically, the kind of birth of Change My Heart has been quite a journey, quite an interesting journey. This song, the chorus for this song, I have to say, never wanted to be written. It was a really probably the most difficult one I've had to work with. My cousin and I, Patrick Lewis, who co-writes with me a lot, we've written out the lyrics, and I let him listen to a track that Stuart had, and straight away we were like, yes, this is perfect. And I had some ideas for it melody wise, and then we got to the chorus, and it just wasn't, nothing seemed to fit, nothing seemed quite right, and Pat and I said, we were chatting with Stuart on, I think it was Skype, having a Skype, Skype studio type thing. And it was great because, we were, playing him what we'd been doing, and then, he was coming in with some ideas, and then straight away it was like, we played him what we were thinking of, and he was like, yeah, no, it's not right, is it? And we were like, no. And then, Stu came up with a melody, and it was like, yeah, that's it. And straight away,
fantastic.
Sometimes something just fits, but, you can sit and go through things for ages and really feel like that doesn't fit. But when it's the right thing, you just know. And then that completed the song. That was the last piece of the puzzle. And so that was perfect.
Well, congratulations. I've heard this before. I'm not sure if my listeners have, but I think they're going to enjoy this. And obviously, if you want to, my listeners would like to know more about yourself, then, obviously you're on Facebook and a website and things like that to keep in contact when the EP comes out.
Yes, that's right. I'm on Facebook, at Tacita Damore, and Twitter, at Tacita Damore, and also my website is www.tacitadamore.com. But if you Google me, all of the links will be there, so it'd be easy to find me on Google.
I know she's going to be embarrassed, but she's a beautiful, gorgeous girl as well, so you'll see it come up. That's the first thing that hits you. Think, wow, I can't believe I'm going to interview this lady tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. And some great vocals. And thanks for being on the show. And please come back when the album's done. We'd like to go through the album. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to do that. Thank you.
Lots of love. Just stay on the phone. Lots of love to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here we go.
Okay.
New with me and you, it only gets better. I feel my heart slipping into you. I found in you a love so true, it only gets better. Never knew I'd find someone like you.
When I look into your eyes,
your eyes.
I can't believe I